各位弟兄姐妹朋友，我们先祝福你平安，知道主已经复活了。
好，我们可能听不到 Sharon 的翻译哦。We probably cannot hear Sharon's
他
translation。
们听不到你哦，Sharon，为什么？是不是把，请你把你的声音弄大，好不好？弄最大的是不是？OK，好，那就再大声一点吧。他们听不到哎。
我想不是大小声的问题，可能他要把手机靠近他，或者是，
他要把手机呀对住你的嘴来讲，closer，closer，还是听不到。他们还是听不到哎，那怎么办？
这样好了，我们做一个解决办法，请 Sharon。Can you sit next to Pastor Chang? And
Yeah，
just when you
坐
guys
在我
switch
旁
the
边好
talking,
了。
yeah, just aim it to the microphone, yeah,
OK，好的，
yeah. So you probably need to switch around, yeah.
好的，好的，
好，我们
他
let's
来
give a
了，
try, yeah.
好，
好
对不起
，Thank you. No, no, no. Yeah,
我们昨天
it's
已经
always have a technical
试
problem, yeah.
验过，应该可以，现在突然之间不行，
是
不行。
是是，没有问题。
好，再来，再来，看看，好。现在你们可以看见他了，是不是？
好，可能。
Good morning,
好，那 Share 你做 translation 的时候可以讲慢一点，因为好像声音有一点点 delay。
Okay，
好，That sounds better now.
可以听得到了啊，哦，感
Okay,
谢。
that's better. Yeah.
Very good, very good。好，我们今天是讲的。是关于耶稣基督复活的时候，他关心的是什么？
Today, we're going to share about the cares of resurrected Lord.
但是先跟朋友们，讲一讲他复活的证据。那他复活的第一个证据就是他的坟墓是空的。对不起啊，那大家都记得耶稣真的死了之后呢，被关在一个用石头凿开的一个坟墓。
We all know that when Jesus his
啊，在门口一个大的石头，几吨重的石头，挡住这个坟墓。
There's a big rock blocking the entrance.
Yes.
Correct, yes. 然后我们知道，在礼拜天那些妇女去看耶稣的坟墓的时候呢，突然之间有很大的事情发生。
The female follower went to the tomb and there's something happened.
是不是 James 的翻译比较声音好，对不对？
Yeah, 因为 Sharon 可能没有对准麦克风。We
哦，
can hear Pastor Chan very well, but not Sharon's.
Sharon need to mute her cell phone. If she opened cell phone and so both cell phone and laptop working together, then it won't. So probably she need to mute her cell phone. Try that.
Your cell phone, let's see. I don't know how to mute it. Just
touch the left
video.
Of the cell phone. Touch the button of your cell phone to the left. There's a mute or mute. Touch the button of the
phone. Is there a mute? She doesn't have it.
Well, the Sherlock can mute hers. Sherlock, can you mute Sharon's?
Okay, 我们继续下去啊。那主日哪一天早上的时候，突然间天使下来，把那个石头的，坟墓的石头移开。
Angel appeared and moved the stones away.
那些看守的兵丁都很害怕，都逃走了。
And the guards were afraid and fled.
那所以耶稣的坟墓是空的了。
So the tomb was empty.
那今天耶稣的坟墓还是空的。
The tomb is still empty today.
那没有一个人。耶稣的敌人都找不到他的身体。
So the enemy couldn't find the trace of Jesus.
但是今天所有宗教的教主都有他的坟墓里面都有骨头。
All the other founders of the other religions, you can find the bones of their founders in their tomb.
但是耶稣是复活了。
Jesus is risen.
同时他复活之后许多人都看见他。
And he appeared to many after his resurrection.
那他的门徒都看见他。
Also his disciples.
那差不多500多人都看见耶稣的复活。
More than 500 witnessed his resurrection.
包括保罗也看见耶稣向他显现。
And he appeared to Paul as well.
后来耶稣被提到天上的时候许多人都看见。
And many witnessed his ascension to the heaven.
所以我们知道有实在的证据也福音所讲的四福音讲都是真实的。
So there's proof to the gospel, the four gospels.
那第三样，我们看见早期的基督徒为了信耶稣的复活，许多受到迫害。
Early Christian died for the belief and prosecuted.
我们从初期的那个罗马的时代，就看见许多罗马的王帝。对基督徒都很不客气。
So many Roman emperors prosecuted Christians.
他们因为不相信耶稣，因为他们以为自己是全世界最大的，所以他们就迫害基督徒。
Emperor thought he was the Almighty. That's why.Emperor prosecuted Christians.
他们把基督徒丢进狮子洞里面。
Send it to the lion's den.
把基督徒钉在十字架上。
Nailed to the cross.
他们也把基督绑在木头上，把他们烧死。
And burn on the sticks.
但是感谢主，许多基督徒没有否认耶稣的复活。
Even through prosecution, those Christians did not deny Jesus.
那这是他们的见证，就改变了罗马时代许多的人。
Their witness changed the history of Roman Empire.
所以今天啊，那个时候许多的人都变成基督徒了。
And many became.
那西方的世界都变成向基督教来效仿。
So Western world followed Christianity as well.
那因 因为耶稣的复活也使许多人都悔改。
And also many people repent.
我们看见从耶稣复活之后一直到现在千千万万的人生命都得到改变。
So tens of thousands of people's lives were changed.
有许多从前不信的怀疑的后来都变成基督徒了。
Many non-believers, suspicious Christianity, turned Christians.
我们看见没有文化的到那些聪明的高等教育的科学家许多生命得到改变。
From uncultured, uncivilized to the scientists, they all have their life changed.
好像我们华人的一个著名的革命者我们的国父孙中山先生是虔诚的基督徒。
So like our founding father, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, is a devout Christian.
好像美国最伟大的总统林肯他是基督徒。
Abraham Lincoln, also a Christian.
这些都是影响全世界的人。
So they were influential in the world.
我们今天还有许许多多的人都见证耶稣是复活了。
There are many witnesses to his resurrection.
那最后我们也看见这个世界耶稣复活之后有新的组织。
And there were new social structure after the resurrection.
就是有教会咯。
Churches.
啊，新的教会在整个世界现在都有了。
And many churches spread around the world.
我们看见犹太人相信的安息日后来改变了，现在基督徒在升旗天来崇拜神。
And for Jewish people, their Sabbath changed. Right now, we worship on Sunday.
同时看见基督徒有守主餐啊。
And the Lord's Supper.
我们也有受浸了。
And getting baptized.
我们看见许多人因为相信主耶稣的复活，他们被浸在水里面，从水里面出来，表明与耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活。
So during the baptism ceremony, they die with Christ and live with Christ.
这个就是耶稣复活的见证。
So this is also witness to the resurrection.
那因着主耶稣的复活，我们可以看见耶稣他关心对您跟我有什么重要的事情呢？
Jesus care for you and me.
他关心门徒传福音的能力。
So he cares about disciple power to share the gospel.
我们常看马太福音28章18到20节里面呢耶稣吩咐我们使向万民来使他们做门徒。
So in Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20, all authority given to earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
这个是耶稣的大使命。
So this is a great commandment.
但是我们忘记18节里面第一句他讲的。
But we forgot in verses 18.
因为他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
那这个表示他有权柄，也把这个权柄是给我们的，因为19节所以你们就使人做他门徒。
Jesus has authority and he gives us the authority to go and make disciples.
所以今天不要害怕，你有权柄去传福音了。
Fear not and spread the gospel.
因为今天耶稣基督已经把他的圣灵赐给您，赐给我了。
Jesus has given his authority to you and me.
因为在使徒行传第一章第八节告诉我们，圣灵降临在你身上，你是有能力传福音了。
Acts chapter 1 verses 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem.
所以今天您跟我不需要害怕。
So we don't need to be afraid.
我们可以向我们的亲戚朋友传福音。
We can spread gospel to our relatives and friends.
当你传的时候，圣灵与你同在啊。
Spirit will be with you.
你可以经验圣灵与您同在，告诉人耶稣是他们的救主，是给他们平安。
Through the presence of the Spirit, you can share the gospel that Jesus is Savior and peace be with them.
耶稣是给他们永生。
And eternity, eternal life.
有一天你一定会看见你传福音的效果的。
You will see the fruit of your...Spreading the gospel.
那不单是耶稣关心我们传福音的能力，他也关心妇女的地位。
He also cares about the woman.
那你我们看见圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，马太福音第二十八章第一节啊，那群妇女来看耶稣的时候，耶稣就给他们说平安。
So when woman went to the tomb and she said greetings.
那后来在马可福音第十六章第九节，也这里有句有一个字，就是先向莫大利的玛利亚显现。
In Mark chapter 16 verses 9, Jesus first to Mary Magdalene.
那就表示耶稣先向妇女们来显现。
So Jesus appeared first to woman.
那为什么这样重要呢？
Why is it so important?
因为在犹太的时代啊，那个社会对妇女们是看成看不起的，是第二等的人。
In his time, women were second citizen, second class citizen.
他们不听妇女讲的话的。
So people pay no attention to what women said.
包括那些门徒听到妇女讲说耶稣复活，他们完全不相信。
Even disciples wouldn't believe that he was risen.
因为这个是当时社会的观念。
So that's the situation in the society around that time.
不听妇女的话。
They belittle women.
同时有一些犹太人啊，很奇怪。他们祷告的时候呢，说：“神啊，谢谢你，我不是一个女人。”
So some Jewish men pray, "Thank God, I'm not a woman."
这个就表示他们完全看不起妇女了。
So they look down upon women.
但是感谢主耶稣，他首先是向妇女们显现。
Thanks to Jesus, he first appeared to women.
表示妇女是重要的。
So woman was important.
妇女讲的话也同样重要的。
Their word carried the same weight.
对，今天女人在家要尊重丈夫做家庭里面的头。
So woman should respect man as the head of the household.
但是在社会里面，妇女与男人是同等的。
But in society, man and woman should be equal.
在神的眼光里面，男人跟女人都是一样的。
In God's eye, men and women are equal.
那第三样，我们可以看见耶稣关心的是什么。
Also, we can see what Jesus cares about.
他要你知道你明白圣经不明白。
Jesus wants you to understand the scripture.
怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
当耶稣复活之后呢，有两个人门徒呢，对，还不是门徒了，那个时候，他们离开耶路撒冷，到一个小村子里面，向那边旅行。
So there were two people traveled to a small village.
那个小村子叫做以马忤斯。
So they went to Emmaus.
他们在路上在谈耶稣被钉死的事。
They talk about the crucifixion of Jesus.
他们很忧愁。
They were worried and sad.
就在他们讨论的时候，耶稣跑到他们中间了。
And Jesus appeared among their midst.
耶稣问他们，你们关心是什么啊？
So what will you care about?
他们就告诉耶稣他们心里许多不懂的事。
They expressed their misunderstanding, many things they couldn't understand.
耶稣就从圣经里面 一样一样的解释，让他们明白耶稣要怎么样被钉死的复活。
So Jesus explained his crucifixion through the scripture.
啊，感谢主，他们听的时候就明白了。
Then they understood.
后来他们耶稣离开的时候，他们还讲耶稣讲的什么，心里火热啊。
So their heart was burned with fire.
因为他们明白圣经了。
Because they understood.
感谢主，今天神也是注重你能明白圣经不明白。
So Jesus cares whether you understand scripture or not.
如果你不明白的时候，
If you don't,
你要花时间去研究，跟别人一起讨论。
You need to study more and discuss with others.
当你一起同研究的时候，耶稣的圣灵就会感动你，让你明白更多了。
When we study together, the Spirit will you enlighten us.
所以今天我们有查经班，就是这个意思了。
That's why we need to do Bible study.
因为约翰福音里面告诉我们，真理的灵会来引导您，让你明白一切神的真理。
The Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth.
今天弟兄姐妹，你跟我有没有关心圣经所讲的呢？
Brother and sister, do you care about scriptures?
当你看圣经的时候，会不会觉得有兴奋呢？
Are you excited reading the Bible?
你说我不懂啊。
But sometimes I couldn't understand.
不要害怕，继续研究下去。
Fear not, continue.
让我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
中国在新时代的时候从清朝改变之后，一个著名的学者，他的名字叫做林语堂。
So there's a famous scholar, 林语堂。
他写了许多字典啊，写了许多好好的新的文化中西的一些作品呢给所有的人。
So he's an editor of a dictionary and then a writer many nice articles.
他小时候反对圣经，反叛圣经。
When he was little, he opposed scriptures.
他不相信。
He did not believe Bible.
那后来他长大了，
When he grew up,
研究其他的宗教了，
he studied other religions,
也觉得对他没有帮助，
didn't help him.
他回到圣经里面再研究，
then he returned to Bibles and studied more.
开始明白耶稣他的爱，
then he started to understand God's love.
到他62岁的时候，
Until he was 62.
他的一个秘书姓陈的向他做见证。
His secretary Chen witnessed to him.
那他就真的变成基督徒了。
Then he became a Christian.
他也告诉所有人他为什么要信耶稣。
And then he proclaimed why he believed in Jesus.
因为那个时候他明白圣经了。
Because he understood.At that time.
所以神会告诉每一个人，帮助我们明白他的话。
God will help everybody to understand His word.
那然后第四件事情呢？耶稣关心的是什么呢？
also what Jesus cares another.
我们来看看约翰福音第二十章里面怎么讲。
In John chapter 20.
首先我们知道耶稣显现的向门徒显现。
So Jesus appeared to his disciples.
那天晚上多马刚刚不在其中一个门徒。
But Thomas wasn't present.
那后来了。他就对门徒说我不相信因为我没有看见他。
Thomas refused to believe since he wasn't there.
然后过了八天门徒又在房子里面耶稣站在当中了。
So his disciples were in the house and Jesus appeared among them.
他对多马说伸过你的手来探我的肋旁。你看我的脚，看我的手，啊！那个时候，多马就回答：“我的主，我的神。”他相信了。
Jesus asked him to touch his side and his feet. Thomas then said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then I believe.
耶稣对他说：“因为你看了我才信，没有看见信的有福了。”
Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
多马的疑惑，耶稣是知道的。
Jesus knew his doubt.
他亲自向他显现。
He appeared in person to Thomas.
那我相信今天神也会解决你心中有什么疑惑的。
God will solve your doubt.
特别是基督徒。
Especially for Christians.
有时候基督徒好像有许多东西不懂。
Sometimes Christians couldn't understand many things.
但是感谢主，神的话告诉我们，我们最后会懂的。
Praise the Lord, the Bible teaching us, eventually we will understand His word.
你看雅各书第一章到第二到第五节怎么讲。
Let's look at Book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 to 5.
我们有疑惑的时候呢，神反而说，你们遭受这些试炼呢，应该是大喜乐。
So whenever you face trials and tribulation, rejoice.
因为那个时候神是考验你的信心啊。
Because God is testing your faith.
同时神也借着这个时候让你向他祈求智慧
so that you can ask him for wisdom during the difficulty.
神一定会把智慧赐给你的。
God for sure will give you wisdom.
神会解决你心里的疑惑困难。
And solve your mystery and your doubt.
譬如说圣经讲那个约伯。
So just like Book of Job,
约伯生命经过许多的困难。
Job suffered many things in his life.
甚至乎他的太太都骂他。
So even his wife scolded him.
他骂他说，你还信神干什么啊？你不如死掉好了。
She said, curse God and die.
但是约伯没有。
Job did not do that.
经过许多困难，最后神就解决了他的困难了。
God eventually solved his dilemma.
那他最后被神赐福更多更大。
And he was doubly blessed in the end.
那今天我们做基督徒的也会有时候经过许多的困难。
As Christian, we will go through trials and tribulations.
真师傅，我们的教会可能，哎呀，我做了这么多好的事情，尽量跟随神，为什么这么困难呢？这么多事情发生呢？
Sometimes you serve in the ministry in the church, and then you were wondering how come this is so difficult.
我们也请最好的人来帮助我们啊，我们尽能力去求神，这个为什么许多事情不像我们？所要的呢?
We did our best, but things did not turn out what we anticipated.
不要害怕。
Fear not.
为什么？请看罗马书第八章二十八节。
In Book of Rome, Chapter 8, Verses 28.
啊，我们知道万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人怎么样得益处。
And we know that in all things God worked for the good of those who love Him.
弟兄姐妹，互相效力。
All things work out.
虽然有困难的时候，最终的时候都为着我们好的。
Even difficulties for our own benefits.
神要为着我们将来都有成就，都有好的效果。虽然这个时候给我们有困难。
So in the end, all things work out, even though we went through trials and tribulations.
所以我们等候神，他会做他奇妙的大工。
So wait on God in His time, He will achieve mighty things.
第五样，我们看耶稣关心的什么。
And Jesus also cares about your food.
哦，他关心我们吃的东西哦。
How we eat.
你记得那些门徒耶稣复活着，他们去干什么呢？
Did you see what disciples do after his resurrection?
因为他们是渔夫啊，他们去钓鱼。
They were fishermen, they went fishing.
他们整天晚上去钓鱼啊，钓不到什么。
So they cast the nets all night, but couldn't catch anything.
但天刚亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上问他们一个问题。
When the dawn was broken, and Jesus on the shore asking a question.
中文翻译说，你们有吃的没有？
Do you have anything to eat?
那些门徒说没有啊。
So haven't got any fish, they said no.
耶稣说，哎，你们把渔网钓在右边，船的右边，啊，结果他们就钓到153条大鱼了。
So they dropped the net, he asked them to drop the net on the right side of the ship, and they caught 153 big fishes.
哦，他们知道是主耶稣了。
So at that time they recognized Jesus.
他们上岸的时候，
when they came ashore,
耶稣说，你们来吃。
He said, come and have breakfast.
耶稣把饼，把鱼拿给他们吃。
They gave him bread and fish.
弟兄姐妹，哇，那个就是最好吃的早餐了。
So that's the best breakfast they ever had.
耶稣亲自做饭，削这个鱼给他们吃。
Jesus served bread and fish to them.
耶稣是关怀您跟我吃的。
Jesus care about you and me.
你记得马太福音第六章讲什么呢？
So also in Mark chapter 6 verses 31 to 34.
耶稣说不要忧虑，说我们吃什么喝什么穿什么都是外邦人所求，你们需要知道这些东西，哦，一要的东西天父是知道的。
Don't worry about what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. Because God cares.
你们要先求神的国跟他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all those things will be given to you.
所以不要为明天忧虑。
Don't worry about tomorrow.
明天只有明天的忧虑。
For tomorrow will worry about itself.
一天的难处一天当就够了。
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
当你侍奉主的时候，
When you serve the Lord,
求他的国的时候，
seek his kingdom,
显彰他的义的时候，
and his righteousness,
他神一定会供应你的需要，
and all things will be given to you.
那最后我们来看耶稣关心的是什么。
So lastly, what Jesus cares about?
就是当门徒吃完之后，这个早餐之后，
So after the breakfast,
你记得耶稣问彼得三个问题。
You remember Jesus asked Peter three times.
同样的问题。
Same question.
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
你爱我比这些都更深吗
Do you love me more than these?
你要牧养我的羊
Take my sheep.
那为什么耶稣要问彼得三次呢
Why he asked Peter three times?
因为彼得三次不认他
Because Peter denied Jesus three times.
他要挽回彼得做他的门徒。
He liked to restore Peter to be his disciple.
今天神也会挽回我们做他的门徒。
Jesus is restoring you and me to be his disciple.
无论您在主里面的情况是怎么样。
Regardless of situation in the Lord.
我是半冷半热
lukewarm
或是跟其他的人都是一样
or just like everyone else
但是神主耶稣关心你爱他不爱他
Jesus cared whether you love him or not
他要我们爱他是怎么样爱他呢
How can we love him
哦，我们看约翰一书第四章十九到二十一节告诉我们了。
First John chapter 4 verses 19 to 21.
我们可以一起念吗
？Let's read together.
我们爱，
love,
因为神先爱我们。
人若说我爱神，
人若说我爱神
，as a brother or sister is a liar，
却恨他的弟兄，
does not love the brothers and sisters whom you have seen，
不爱他看见的弟兄，就不能爱看不见
神
的。
也要爱弟兄，这是我们从神所命令。
Amen， Amen， 弟兄姐妹，你爱弟兄姐妹就是爱神一样了。
Love your brother and sister, then you are loving God.
今天您跟我需要爱弟兄姐妹。
We need to love our brothers and sisters.
这是关心他们的需要。
Care about their needs.
关心他们吃的有没有。
Whether they have enough to eat.
关心他们心里的情况。
About their heart and mind.
他们是不是有困难？是不是有焦虑
？Any worry, difficulties?
我们问候他们。
Send greetings.
跟他们有联络，有关心。
Communicate, show your care.
这个就是爱神啊。
This is show how you love God.
我们再来看约翰一书第三章十六、十七节怎么讲呢？
So also in 1 John chapter 3 verses 16 and 17.
基督为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
Jesus laid down his life for us, and we to lay down our life for our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，什么叫做舍命呢？
What does it mean, lay down your life?
是放下自己。
Deny yourself.
愿意关心，愿意去关怀别人，牺牲了自己。
Put others first to care for them.
所以爱人不是容易啊，我们知道。
It's not easy to love.
我们需要学习耶稣的爱，能够牺牲自己。
We need to learn the sacrificial life like Jesus.
我们爱我们教会里面的弟兄姐妹吗？
Do we love the brothers and sisters in our church?
我们关心其他的，我们没有什么从前联络的人吗？
Do we care the people that we have lost contact?
我们要开始去关怀他们哦。
We need to start to pay attention to them and care for them.
我们关怀他们的时候，就由耶稣的爱充满我们了。
When we care about them, then the love of Jesus will flow from us.
这个是耶稣答应的。
This is the promise from Jesus.
最近在这个瘟疫的时候，中国武汉有个教会，在南京路的一个教会所做的，我们看一看。
So during this COVID-19, there's a church in Wuhan.
他们这个教会就是南京路的教会。
So it's on a church on Nanjing Road.
他们十年以来都在街道上派单张传福音。
So they're distributing the gospel tract on the road.
For 10 years, 啊。那最近在这个瘟疫的时候，他们还是这样做。
Even during the COVID-19, they're still doing it.
他们穿上传福的保护自己的衣服。
They wear personal protective equipment.
戴上面罩。
Wearing masks.
然后把面罩也送给路上的人。
Even give out masks to passers-by.
同时把福音传给他们。
Also with the gospel tract.
这个真是爱心啊。
So that's the true love.
爱弟兄姐妹也爱教会外面的人一样去爱他们。
So not just the people from church, also love the unchurched people.
我们实在也需要这样的爱心。
We need the love like that.
在最近我也听到在以色列里面有人向那边人传福音。
So there are people in Israel spreading the gospel there.
在这个瘟疫里面，那许多基督徒向以色列人传福音。
So during the pandemic, they spread the gospel to Israelites.
结果许多以色列人都相信，成为基督徒。
And many Israelites became Christians.
他们接受耶稣是他们的弥赛亚。
Accept Jesus as their Messiah.
各位弟兄姐妹，神的工作就让我们看见他回来的日子近了。
So it shows that his second coming is near.
因为圣经告诉我们，当以色列人整个国家都相信耶稣的时候，耶稣就来了，到了。
When the whole people of Israelite turn to Jesus, then he will come again.
最后我提醒弟兄姐妹今天所讲的。
So I remind you again.
就是第一，主耶稣要您跟我传福音。
We need to spread the gospel.
因为他给你能力去做了。
He gave us the authority.
我们弟兄姐妹在教会里面同心合意，无论男女都可以来做神的工作。
So we serve men and women together for the church.
同时知道我们要继续查经，明白神的话。
Study the Bible, understand His word.
知道耶稣会解决你的困难，也解决你的疑惑。
Jesus will answer your doubt and questions.
因为他关心您的。
He cares about you.
他关心您，好像他从前关心那些门徒一样。
So he cared about you just like he cared his disciple in the past.
他关心你到底你爱他不爱他。
He also cared whether you love him or not, your relationship with him.
你今天愿意告诉耶稣你爱他吗？
Do you tell Jesus you love him today?
他在等待你的反应。
It's waiting for your response.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你关心我们每一个。
You care each one of us.
你从前关心那些门徒，今天也继续关心这里一切的听众。
You care disciple following you. You also care about the Christian here.
我们要在你的面前来反应，告诉你主耶稣，我们爱你。
We like to respond your love.
我们愿意你的喜乐充满我们的心。
May your peace and joy fill our heart.
给我们能力去传你的福音。
Give us authority and power to spread your gospel.
也让其他的家人朋友都接受到主耶稣的平安喜乐。
Let our friends and family receive your peace and joy.
谢谢你在十字架上所成就的。
Thanks what you have achieved through the cross.
我们知道您为我们所做的必定有要有结果。
You will bear fruit.
你要我们做工，你一定给我们能力去做您给我们做的。
So you give us power and ability to fulfill your mission for us.
感谢赞美你。
Praise you and thank you.
求你赐福这里每一位的弟兄姐妹。
Bless everyone here.
让我们不要害怕。
Fear not.
在困难中我们更加依靠你，知道你的同在。
In trial and tribulation, rely on you more because your presence with us.
祝福每一个人的家庭。
Bless every family.
让我们都充满主的爱去彼此相爱。
So that we can feel your love to others.
奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 谢谢各位弟兄姐妹。
好，我们今天有有一个特别的尝试，就是我们一般在教会里面的时候，我们都会一起来背诵主导文。那我们今天尝试着在线上，我们来做一次主导文的祷告。那我们请钟牧师继续帮我们带领念这个主导文。那我们大家可以 recite 哈，就是跟着重复背诵。那钟牧师，请用中文，
先念中文，然后就英文，好。